It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. What happens when an institution of higher learning like Allegheny College, which gets all its electricity from wind generation, where students eat from biodegradable containers using compostable forks, decides that leasing some of its land for fracking might be a good idea? It seems inconceivable that a liberal arts college that has won national awards for green initiatives might set aside campus land for fracking, the drilling technique used to get gas from shale, but a discussion about doing just that is taking place on the campus just 90 miles north of Pittsburgh. Reporter Natasha Kahn is covering this developing story for our content partner, Public Source, and she joins us here in Studio A. Natasha Kahn, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
As you stated in your piece, the most surprising part of this story concerns where this drilling would take place.
Right. The drilling, if it were to happen, and I want to stress that there is no offer on the table yet.
That was going to be my very next question.
sorry to jump ahead. But yes, the drilling would take place on the Busan Environmental Research Reserve, which is 7 miles off of Allegheny's campus. And at this reserve, the school conducts experiments, field labs with professors and students. And it really is a beautiful forest. I went out there and I took pictures of it. And Larry Lee, the vice president of finance and administration that I included in my piece, said, you know, it really is a virgin forest. Everything, they don't timber it, everything that falls lays there. You know, it really is a precious thing to the university.
Okay, so there's no offer on the table at this point. And so then the next question would be that if fracking actually becomes a reality on the Allegheny campus, what kind of a credibility issue could this create for an institution that prides itself on being a green college?
Yes, that is a major concern that the college is struggling with right now. They created this group to help aid the university. Let me step back a second. The ultimate decision makers that control the capital of the university is the school's board of trustees. So mm-hmm. It is their decision whether or not in the future they would decide to lease their land at all. And when they were approached last year in the summer by some gas leasing consultants, you know, school administrators told me that they sat down and said, how are we going to handle this on campus? So they created this group called the Busan Advisory Group, which is made up of students, faculty, staff, alumni, to help them, you know, gather campus perspectives, go through a fact-finding process, and do research. And one of their major concerns that they're grappling with is how they can maintain their image as a sustainable campus that that participates in all these green initiatives and compostable forks in their cafeteria. They're trying to actually cut their consumption of natural gas on campus right now. They buy wind credits for their electricity. They're insulating their buildings, buying more efficient boilers for the buildings to actually cut their natural gas to become less reliant on it. So that is a major concern, their reputation.
Right. So when you're thinking about setting aside land on campus to allow drilling to get gas from shale, has anybody addressed the elephant in the room here about how this – how could this not completely alter the college's mission?
Right. And that, I think, really is the flashpoint in the debate is, you know, it is this very green college considering this. And I think that they're trying to deal with it in a few different ways. They said that administrators told me that they could create a more protective lease, saying there would be no drill pad on the property. You know, there would be no roads that would lead to the property, that they'd have to cut down any of the forest. And then also another aspect of, you know, could this could they drill in a sustainable way is what they would ultimately use the revenue for. Could they reinvest the revenue from drilling back into the university and use that to retrofit buildings and reach their goal of carbon neutrality by 2020?
So you're saying that the terms of Allegheny College's lease could play an important role in protecting the environment, even as they, if they allow drilling on the campus.
Right. It could, that is kind of something else that was, I found it fascinating. I was attracted to the story because I found that it was, a very dramatic representation of the shale debate. Very aspect of can you drill in a more sustainable way? Can you become this example in the community that other landowners can look to when you do create a lease and say we're going to drill in a more environmentally conscious way? And a big aspect is they may decide that their reputation is too at risk. They cannot maintain the reputation as a green college and do this. That might ultimately be the decision.
And does anybody see the idea here that you can, that as the college is saying, or at least they're thinking that you might be able to allow drilling and still protect the environment, that might simply be a rationale for allowing it so that you can bring in the money that would come with leasing the land?
I'm sorry, can you just rephrase that question really quick?
Is anybody skeptical of the motivation here? When the college says, for example, that, oh, well, we can do this in a very sustainable way, there are plenty of people out there who would say that it's impossible to do fracking in a sustainable way, to frack and not in some ways compromise the environment. Pro-fracking people would disagree with that. But for the people who are on the other side of that debate on campus, are they finding some credibility gaps in the argument that the college is making for potentially doing this drilling?
Right. I did speak with some students that they said that they think this whole idea of being able to drill in a sustainable way that some administrators or some people on campus have presented is a way to kind of package drilling to the community in a more presentable way. And to these students, it's still, supporting the fossil fuel industry. And a lot of these students that I talk to, they really feel betrayed by their university that, a lot of the students I talked to were seniors, and some of them said they chose to attend the university because of its green initiatives. The university has instilled these ethics in them that that the school, the country needs to move away from fossil fuel extraction to renewables, and that would just, if the school decides to drill, that would just fly in the face of that commitment and what the school has taught them.
And we have some audio with members of the Allegheny College community that you spoke with weighing in on the issue of whether the school should lease campus land for fracking. Let's listen.
In my opinion, I think it would be okay. I mean, there are certain risks and benefits to fracking, of course. But I think in the long term, hydrofracking on Allegheny property would be beneficial to the campus and to the neighboring town.
You know, it's sort of my head and my heart tell me two different things. My heart says, why are we even thinking about this? I mean, as a college that really embraces and is committed to issues of sustainability, but I'm also the daughter of a college administrator. My dad worked for a small college his whole career, and he was in a position of finance and administration, and I know how hard it is, and especially in economic times like this, to keep college affordable.
I've been taught from this institution that we really need to change our energy infrastructure in this country, in this world, so that renewable energy is a more profitable, more reliable, and more, it's just a bigger industry, as opposed to the fossil fuel industry, which has been heavily subsidized and which has obvious, scientifically proven detriments. And so even if this is a better practice in some ways, I personally don't see how that will ever be good enough to not count as a fossil fuel.
People's mindsets are based on, no, you can't do it. You know, they are not willing to consider other things. Okay, what if it's done? How can it be done in a way that makes us look good?
If we subsidize cheaper natural gas now, it automatically makes renewable energy more expensive. And certainly going to Allegheny and having it touted to me in 2008 as, you know, a very green campus and one that was striving to be climate neutral by 2020, it kind of shocked me that we'd consider subsidizing fossil fuels.
And those are members of the Allegheny College community weighing in on the issue of whether the school should lease campus land for fracking. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Natasha Kahn, a reporter for our content partner, Public Source. Natasha, you mentioned earlier that that the school's board of trustees will ultimately be making this decision. Do you get the sense from having talked to people on campus that there's a fear that the discussions will have no impact on the people making the ultimate decision?
Right. Some students I spoke with were very concerned about that because they found it, they wanted to speak with the Board of Trustees directly. And I did find out that some students were able to do that at the end of April. They were able to speak with a couple members of the Board of Trustees and voice their concerns directly. You know, I think that's a legitimate concern. They said they had some difficulty reaching them in the past, but they asked the Board of Trustees, you know, straight out, when will a decision be made on this? And they said they don't know yet. And the Larry Lee, the VP again that I focus on in my piece, he said, you know, it's up to the, we're kind of at the discretion of the gas industry whether or not the gas industry will really move to Crawford County or not in the next few years. So it kind of seemed to me that they might be waiting to see where gas interests lie, but I'm not quite sure when they will reach a decision.
If Allegheny College ends up leasing some of its land for fracking, could we see potentially a mass exodus of students? Because it sounds like a lot of the people you talk to really aren't on board with this.
I don't know. I didn't find that in my reporting. I found some students say, you know, that they wouldn't give money to the college if when they were an alumni, they would decide not to give money back to the college. But I think that the reputation of the, you know, the school is very concerned about their reputation. But I didn't get a sense that there would be a mass exodus of students.
How about just the level of tension on the campus?
The forum that I attended, the tension was palpable. I thought it was fascinating, though. I mean, I'm new to the region. I wanted to do this story. I was attracted to the story because I saw it as kind of a microcosm of the entire shale debate, kind of whittled down. I was at this forum in this church, and you know, it was this board lined up, and all the students were sitting there, you know, trying to express how they felt, and also there were people from the community that said that, you know, maybe if Allegheny did end up drilling and had a very sophisticated lease, then, you know, people in the community could look to Allegheny and see, well, you know, they have this very environmentally conscious lease, maybe we'll do it like that. So there were a lot of it was very interesting to see it play out.
Well, there's an economic consideration here. As you pointed out in your piece, more than 27% of the people in Meadville, where this campus is located, more than 27% of the residents live below the poverty line. So how hard would it be in these tough economic times, considering how this money could potentially impact that community and how it would help the college? How hard would it be for the college to turn down this money? Did you get a sense that there's an economic pressure here?
Well, I don't think – you know, that was a question that I asked over and over again. How much money are you going to get? How hard up are you for money? It is a private institution. They have an.
You say you were asking those questions.
I was, yes.
And what did they say?
I couldn't get a clear answer. I know that their endowment, which I put in the piece, is $160 million. The college is quite expensive to attend. One college administrator told me that other schools that they compete with have larger endowments. But I also, you know, I don't think that they would be having these conversations if, you know, revenue wasn't an issue, you know. But I cannot speak to how much, you know, how hard up the college might be for money. I didn't find that out.
How closely are other schools watching developments here?
I didn't focus on in my reporting.
You did contrast the situation between Allegheny College with how California University of Pennsylvania has handled a similar situation. What did you find out there?
Right. Actually, Public Sources' first story that we produced was in collaboration with the Post-Gazette, and it was on California University of Pennsylvania and the way they handled leasing some of their land. It was a student association affiliated with the university, but the students at that time, this was back in 2011, didn't know basically that the land had been leased. So if you compare what Allegheny's going through to California, Allegheny, you know, it seems like they're going through a very transparent process. The students know that they were approached. This is way before there is no lease on the table yet. You know, the college told me that they're trying to be proactive in the situation and not reactive. You know, maybe development starts happening really fast and then they sign a lease really, really fast. They want to take their time to make a decision. And that ultimately, I think, you know, is what other schools can look to at Allegheny and their situation.
So you're saying that it's safe to say, at least at this point, while there might be some disagreement, that there's a general sense that Allegheny College is being transparent about what's going on, about the discussions that are happening.
Well, there were, you know, the faculty and administrators I talked to said, yes, we are trying to implement this democratic process. We're trying to be transparent. And then I did speak with students who said that too. But there were also students that, you know, said that the college, if they were able to talk directly to the Board of Trustees, not through this group that the campus created, that would be the most transparent thing. But, you know, the students that are saying that, you know, they think it's reflecting badly on the university just having this conversation.
Just to even be considering something that would in some way be seen as a contradiction of the college's mission. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We've been talking about Allegheny College considering leasing campus land for fracking with Public Source reporter Natasha Kahn. Check out her piece, What Happens When a Green College Considers Fracking. We'll have a link to it at our website, WESA.FM. Natasha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
Up next, we'll look at why more Allegheny County residents are not applying for a realty tax exemption. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.